But first, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones after a 45-7 loss to Green Bay. How are you?
Not too good.
Mm-hmm.
This was a tough one. Maybe the most humiliating of all of our losses up to this point. And I know that Cowboy fans are disappointed. And I know that I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been this disappointed since Jerry Jr. was born.
Oh, my God.
Don't say that about your own son.
It's tough. We're looking at everything, and we're going to make this right. We're going to do something to make this right. I promised that to the Cowboy fans, as I have just said. I think that the Cowboy fans will want to hear me confront the situation with our head coach, Wade Phillips. And that's what I intend to do right now.
Hmm.
Wade, you there?
Got him, Jerry?
For the moment, I do, yes.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Craig. Hi, George.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
All right.
Hmm.
What do you mean, hmm?
Wade, what do you have to say for yourself now?
Jerry, could you do me a big favor?
What's that?
Could you fire me today and just put me out of my misery?
Wow.
I mean, fire me for two reasons, Jerry. First of all, I can't get through this team, and we suck. Secondly, I want to see that Jason Garrett go 8-0-8. That'd be funny to watch that, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you root for his failure so much?
Because he's not my coordinator, Jerry. You made me take him in my coordinator when I took over this job 4 years ago. That's right.
Carter Country broke out.
You sound awfully happy right now. I figured you'd be a little bit depressed.
Oh, well, you know. Win some, you lose some, Jerry.
That's not what the fans want to hear this morning, Coach.
Well, hey, Jerry. I think you ought to fire me right now. In fact, if you don't, I might start breaking some things around this office, Jerry.
Wait, listen, I've got a surprise for you.
What's that? There goes your crystal collection, Jerry.
The whole world wants me to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And they think you can't motivate a frog to jump even if you kick him in the ass. But I'm not going to fire you. I'm going to make you go out there and coach every last damn one of these games and experience the humiliation that I dealt with.
Oh, no, Jerry, don't make me do that.
I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you work for every last penny of this stupid contract I signed for you.
So no matter what I do, you're not going to fire me?
No matter what you do, I'm not going to fire you.
What if I keep starting Marion Barber at running back?
Not going to fire you.
What if I keep coaching my back-to-basics defense and giving up 40 points a game last three games?
Not going to fire you.
Even if I keep playing Keith Brooking?
Still going to keep you.
What if I keep dressing like a snowman when the temperature's only 40 degrees?
Still going to keep you.
You know, Jerry, that loss last night really wasn't that bad. We shut them out in the first quarter, Jerry.
Oh, God.
Of course, a lot of people don't point at that. I know they don't point at it, but I thought I'd point it out. And by the way, Jerry, did you like my gloves I was wearing last night? They kept me all warm and toasty. I had SpongeBob on one and Patrick on the other.
All right, listen. I can't believe I'm going to keep his head coach, but I am going to keep his head coach.
Jerry.
I'm doing it as punishment.
Put me out of my misery, Jerry. Take me out into the woods and club me like a baby seal. Put me down like old Yeller, Jerry.
No. You're going to be our coach to the end of this year. You hear me?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jerry. I got some collateral right here that says that you may just go ahead and fire me.
What's that?
I'm holding your website hostage. Why don't you go on DallasCowboys.com real quick?
You're right behind now. That?
Right
yeah, go to it right now.
All right, hold on.
We were talking about this earlier in the show. Coach, you did this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's hope Jared gets a load of this.
You son of a bitch. Is that a youth soccer team on the domain renewal page?
Yeah, you suppose we could beat them, Jerry?
I doubt it. Not with you as coach. All right, listen, this changes the game. You meet my office. Get off the phone right now. Come in here and let's negotiate.
Oh, happy day.
Wow. Maybe it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it may come down today. The final breakup for Jerry and Wade. 8:49.